This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey is warning that a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive on the rebel stronghold of Idlib. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeated that warning Friday at a trilateral summit involving his country and Russia, hosted by Iran. But that ended in deadlock over efforts to avert conflict in the Idlib enclave. Russian President Vladimir Putin said a ceasefire would be pointless as it would not involve Islamist militant groups it deems terrorists. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Syria must regain control over all its territory. Syrian forces have been massing around Idlib, backed by Russian air power and naval forces. The Tehran summit was touted as the last chance to avoid a looming military operation. Meanwhile, the UN envoy for Syria warned Friday that all the ingredients exist for what he called a perfect storm of humanitarian catastrophe if the Syrian government carries out a large-scale military offensive in Idlib. Stefan de Mistura told UN Security Council members via video conference that any use of chemical weapons would have worldwide consequences.
Any use of chemical weapons is totally, totally unacceptable. As the OPCW has found, the norm against the use of chemical weapons has been repeatedly violated in Syria.
De Mistura said efforts to combat terrorism do not supersede obligations under international law. Nearly 3 million people live in Idlib. Half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimates that there are some 15,000 terrorist fighters in the enclave. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama entered the midterm election fight Friday, urging students at a rally at the University of Illinois to get out and vote because our democracy depends on it. AP's Sagar Meghani reports Obama took aim at President Donald Trump several times in his speech.
Obama says former presidents usually stay out of politics, but he felt the need to push back during what he calls political darkness.
Just a glance at recent headlines should tell you that this moment really is different.
At the University of Illinois, he mentioned President Trump several times in discussing a nation divided and polarized, saying Trump is capitalizing on resentment that politicians have fanned for years.
He is a symptom, not the cause.
He says democracy depends on Americans voting in the midterms.
To restore some semblance of sanity to our politics.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump, at a fundraiser in North Dakota, meanwhile, mocked Obama's speech, saying that he fell asleep during it. In the president's words, "I always find him good for sleeping." The U.S. economy added a higher-than-expected 201,000 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate stayed at 3.9%. Friday's Labor Department report said average hourly pay also jumped 0.4% and was 2.9% higher than last year. Gus Fauché is the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
Very solid in August, so we had a gain of 201,000 jobs over the month. That's about what we've seen throughout the year, and the job market continues to improve.
The rising wage and jobs data make it a near certainty that the Federal Reserve will raise short-term interest rates when it meets later this month. British Airways is apologizing for a data breach in the last few weeks that left credit card information of hundreds of thousands of customers vulnerable. CEO Alex Crew says the attack happened between August 21st and September 5th, and users' names, emails, and credit card information was compromised.
From approximately 11 o'clock at night until last night at approximately 9:45, those passengers that used our website, BA.com, and the app to do a transaction by booking, etc., their credit card details and name and address were compromised.
The airline promised to reimburse any financial losses suffered by customers directly because of the theft of their data. Far-right Brazilian presidential candidate Jair Bolsonaro has been transferred to an intensive care unit in Sao Paulo one day after being stabbed in the abdomen during a political rally. Doctors say that Bolsonaro is in serious but stable condition. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.